insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا
And they say, what is this messenger that eats food and walks in the markets? Why was there not sent down to him an angel so he would be with him a warner?
وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا
Or why is not a treasure presented to him from heaven? Or does he not have a garden from which he eats? And the wrongdoers say, You follow not but a man affected by magic.
In the previous program, dear listeners, we started talking about the 7th and 8th verses of the chapter. وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ They say, what sort of a messenger is this that he eats food and he walks about in the markets?
لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا
Why has not an angel been sent down to him to be a warner with him?
أو يلقى إليه كنز أو تكون له جنة يأكل منها.
Why has not a treasure been bestowed on him? Why has he not a garden to eat of it?
وقال الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا.
And the unjust say, you follow nothing other than a man bewitched. Regarding these two verses, we talked about the occasion of revelation and how the pretexts of the Jews and pagans were answered. So the unbelievers, the pagans, believed that the outstanding people, they shouldn't go themselves in the markets. They shouldn't do their necessary needs by themselves, and they must have some servants and agents for this matter. Furthermore, they said that we cannot imagine a man as being a messenger of the Almighty Allah while he is poor and destitute. The verse continues,
أو يلقى إليه كنز. Why has not a treasure been bestowed upon him? أو تكون له جنة يأكل منها. Why has he not a garden to eat of it? They did not get satisfied only with these, and finally, they accused him of insanity. In the end of the verse, we read, وقال الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا. The unjust say, you follow none other than a man bewitched. They believed that the sorcerers can influence the intellect and intelligence of the individuals. They thought that the sorcerers can actually own the faculty of reasoning of some people. It is understood somehow from these holy verses that they found some elusive faults with the Prophet ﷺ, and in every phase they retreated from their views. They believed at first that the messenger must be an angel, that he eats food and he walks in the markets. This is showing that he is not an angel. Then they said that if he is not an angel at least must be sent to warn the others. At least he must be helped by an angel. And again, they stepped back and said that we suppose that Allah's Prophet is a man. At least there must be a treasure for him. A treasure must be sent down to him from the heaven. أو يلقى إليه كنز. If he at least had one of these things, we could believe that this will be a reason for the matter that he is supported by the Almighty Allah. This could mean that he is the prophet of the Almighty Allah.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
And in the last phase, they said, okay, we suppose that he has none of these things and there is no problem with that. But he must be at least not a poor man. Like a wealthy farmer, he must have a garden for marinating him, to be able to live with the benefit of that. But he has none of these, and he is still saying that he is a prophet. This is what is unacceptable for us, the pagans said. And as a conclusion, they said that this great claim, in such conditions, is the sign of insanity. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. The unjust say, you follow none other than a man bewitched. So the ones who are falsely accusing some people of different things like insanity, they are actually unjust, and they will be treated as the ones who have deprived the others from their rights in hereafter. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.